Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM. My guest, his name is Gary Bona. I like your surname, Bona, because in Sotho, Bona means sea. You know, I like your surname. It's simple.
Have a vision.
I love it. You know, have a vision. Gary, welcome once more. Gary, you know, before we get into things, I think it's proper you just tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, where you come from.
Okay,
just quickly.
Okay, quickly. Yeah. I come from Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
Married to Debbie for 37, 38 years now.
Sure, what's the secret? 38 years.
My wife will say sure. Endurance.
I think you must now become a marriage coach. Leave the business coaching.
I'm learning every day still. Yeah. Yes, I come from Port Elizabeth, and then I came up here many years ago, 1990.
Okay.
And have been in my own business since 1996, so that's right. 25 years. Mm. Got three children, two daughters, they are lawyers, and a son who's a doctor.
Wow.
And two grandchildren, two little ones. Yeah, two little ones in Cape Town, okay. And we're very excited to go and see them at the end of the month.
Oh, yep. Awesome. So you're a grandfather.
Yep. Yep.
But yet you're still coaching. Gary. So, Gary, what does a business coach do in simple terms?
Well, if you think about it, coach, it almost tells you the story. A coach is somebody that helps somebody else to perform at the level that they can perform.
All right.
So that's what, so from a business perspective, we as business coaches, we are looking to people that own their own business and saying, let's walk next to you and let's coach you to achieve what you expect from your business.
Sure. Simple, to the point.
There we go.
But how did you get into coaching? What prompted you to do this?
Well, it's an interesting question. We were involved in lots of business skills training. And what we realized is that many, many people, in fact, the vast majority, once they had attended a training program, went back to their businesses and couldn't really implement what they'd learned.
Sure.
Weren't sure how to do it. Mm. They needed somebody to walk next to them and hold their hand. And that's where coaching really evolved. Many years ago, it would have been called things like mentoring, advising, supporting. The modern day version is coaching.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about.
Sure. So family, I'm with Gary Bona. He's a business coach. If you have any question as we talk, me and him as we talk, if you have any question, you can drop us a voice note or send us a message on the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, 082-6572-729. Ask questions in between, because we're going to talk until 5. At 5, when he leaves, you might have get a chance to ask him your question or drop a comment, a question, whatever, voice note 082-6572-729. Gary, how important is it for people, especially in business or doing business, to get more knowledge or training from a business coach? Is it something worth investing in? Is
absolutely.
It, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I think a lot of people think it's a waste of time and money.
Coaching and support in your business is an investment in your business.
Okay.
Now, many folk are going, but how do I get that? Mm. So quickly listen here. Here's a quick message. If you'd like to book a coaching session, a free coaching session with us at Euros, grab your cell phone and text the word coach to 31022. Coach to 31022. Unfortunately, free SMSs don't apply.
All right.
So then you might just have to SMS the word coach to a cell number. Here's the number, 082-903-4175. So there's an opportunity, because many of our listeners are going, okay, this sounds so simple. You know, everything always sounds so easy, but how do I get going? Mm. A good idea would be to chat to us. Mm. Now, coming back to your question, why is coaching important and what is it?
Is it worth investing in?
This is the thing. Well, you know, if you think about it, your business that you have, it might be a little business. It might be a biggish small business. Mm. That's your blessing.
Mm.
What's the instruction to us when you're blessed with something? Protect it. Look after it. What happens if you're not sure on exactly what to do? What happens if you're confused?
Hmm.
Family are telling you things. Friends are telling you things. You're not really sure.
Hmm.
That's where you've got to, what does the word tell us? Seek wise counsel.
Yeah,
go and find somebody who knows what they're talking about, who has the practical experience and the wisdom to guide you, so that you can take that blessing, and by looking after that blessing, the blessing looks after you. This is the wonderful deal with the concept of a blessing. Protect your blessing, and your blessing will protect you. Invest in yourself and in your business, you can't go wrong. Not possible.
Sure. So, family, I love what Gary brought with today. You can get a chance to actually get a free 1 hour coaching session with him.
Yep.
All you do is SMS. What do they SMS? I get the word coach.
That's it.
That is COACH. You SMS to 31022.
Correct.
Or you can SMS to 0829034175.
Well, you could even WhatsApp as well to that number.
You can WhatsApp
that number.
We would
just know if you sent the word coach, we'd know
who
you are.
So if you're a business person, I think this is a lovely opportunity for you. I mean, a 1 hour session is a lot.
It's a long time. It's
sure.
It's a good input though.
Mm, yeah, I think it's time we invest in our businesses. Yep. It's time we get more knowledge to run the business.
Let me interrupt you there, Mpo. People are going, oh, what's the catch? There is no catch.
Mm.
This is an opportunity for you to chat to somebody like myself or one of the other coaches and just see where are you with your business.
Yeah.
And also come and find out a bit more about coaching.
Mm.
And you might conclude it's not for you.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But you might conclude, hang on, there's something I never realized.
Yeah,
explore it. Put your line in the water and find out. So send that SMS. Come on, we're waiting for it.
Now, with the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of businesses have been affected.
Oof.
How can you sort of advise or encourage those who still want to revive their businesses or start over, you know, especially during this time? It has been bad.
It's been tough. Look, it has really been tough. And now I think of, you know, through COVID last year and so on, we have many clients that we coach every month. There at times have been up to 40 clients that we are coaching every single month.
Sure.
The challenge of COVID hit everybody. And there was not only a pandemic, there was a panic.
Sure. True.
What do we do in our business?
Mm.
And what we saw right at the outset was the message is simple. It's time to change.
Mm.
It's time to adapt.
Mm.
It's time to find ways to cope, to navigate through these turbulent waters.
Mm.
And I can honestly say right now that everybody that we coach and every business we came across where they immediately embraced the concept of it's a challenge, let's adapt. They've navigated through. Yes, of course they've got hurt. Yes, there's been tough, but they've made it.
Hmm.
And now they are picking up the pieces and they're gathering momentum. But those that just sat and said, we're going to wait for something to happen.
Hmm.
Sadly, most of them are no longer with us.
Sure.
Hmm. So in that difficult time, and look, it's still tough now, but it's not as tough as it was last year.
Yeah, true. Things are starting to get better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And people's attitudes have changed. People are feeling more positive, and people have also decided, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of not being okay in my business.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up and make something happen.
Hmm.
And that's what we've seen.
Hmm.
And what's the recipe of coaching? It's not complex.
Yeah.
Protect the business.
Hmm.
Remember, a successful business has got to make some profit.
Hmm.
So we have to do that.
Hmm.
We've got to have enough clients. So are we hunting for enough clients?
Hmm.
Are we protecting? And here's the thing, good stewardship.
Sure. But then for those who lost their businesses during COVID or retrenched some of their staff, is it possible, though, to go back and make it? As a coach.
But what does the word tell us?
Yeah.
The good Lord is there to protect us.
Amen.
Yes, maybe we tripped, maybe we fell, maybe we broke a leg, but we can get up, pick up the pieces, and start again.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So even through the times when we had to actually recommend to many of our business clients that they have to reduce the staff.
Mm.
They have no choice.
Sure.
There's no business.
Painful as it was.
It's painful, but
it was a reality.
If we didn't do that, the whole business would have folded.
True.
So we had to do that. And yes, there were businesses that closed down, and it's sad.
Mm.
But here's the message of hope.
Yeah.
Pick up the pieces.
Mm.
Start again. How do you start again? Because I can just imagine listeners thinking, that's so easy, Gary. That's theory.
Mm.
No. You start with one. How do you catch fish? You first put a line in the water.
Okay, I don't know how to fish. I'm learning.
And you catch one little fish.
Yeah.
And you might go, oh, my dear, one little small Inyana fish. What are you going to do with that? That's how we start.
Yeah.
How do you start getting fit?
Mm.
You put on your tackies and you start walking.
Yeah.
And the minute you do that, you gather momentum.
Mm.
You see, if you don't start, nobody can go with you.
True. Sure.
But if you start, people can go with you and support you. You see, the principle of success is start, show up, get up.
Yeah.
brace yourself and say, I'm here and I want to make it. That's what we've got to do. See, if you don't have that attitude, if you haven't got the fighting spirit, how can you win the fight?
Sure. Because I can imagine a lot of people are depressed. They've given up. They've lost hope. Yeah, exactly. So get up, fight, have a fighting spirit.
Yes. Start with one. We can all make one sandwich. We can all make one little bookshelf. Yeah. We can all make one little thing. Amen. And what comes after one? Two.
Sure.
And after two?
It's three.
Three.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science. But if you're never going to start with one, how are we ever going to get to 10?
Sure.
I mean, it sounds, but Gary, you don't understand. I need 20,000 rand a month. I know. But if you don't make one,
how are you going to get to 20?
How are we going to get to 20?
I get you. Sure.
You see, we're worrying too much about the destination. It's the journey. Coaching is a journey.
Yeah.
We as coaches, we're not quick fixes.
I get you.
This is not an instant buy a book DIY. Yeah. There you go. Put some water in, microwave. No, it's not that. It's all about, put your tackies on. We're going to go on a journey.
Yeah.
And as we journey and as we navigate, we are going to make this thing grow and things are going to happen.
Family, I'm with Gary Bonner in studio. If you have any question, any comment, our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line is 0826572729. Drop us a voice note, send us a message, ask him questions. He's the expert. He is here. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. And he also is giving you an opportunity to get a free 1 hour coaching session with him. All you do is SMS the word coach, that is COACH, to 31022. Or you can SMS or WhatsApp the word coach to 0829034175. But I'll make sure that at the end of our interview, I also repeat the SMS number and the WhatsApp number so that you have it. Someone on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line says, blessings in point, Gary. Please send me the numbers. I'm driving, but I'll definitely respond back to it. So you see, you already have someone who's interested into getting the 1 hour coaching
session.
There's
hope. There is hope. Amen. But you know what? Hope doesn't always come to you.
Yeah.
If you go in the direction of opportunity, your hope will be revived.
Sure, beautiful. Yeah. Sure. So what sort of role have you as Heroes Coaching played, especially in these challenging times?
Well, a couple of roles. Yeah. I think number one, motivator.
You've been keeping the people motivated, especially business people.
Exactly. Ensure that people believe in themselves.
Sure.
Number two, to be able to look at their business and say, let us look at the structure of your business and how can we protect it? So we play the role of protector of the blessing.
Yeah.
Because as stewards, we have to protect the blessing.
True.
We become your accountability partner.
Sure.
Because remember, individuals in their own businesses are very emotional about their businesses. But we as business coaches, we are not emotional. We can remain clinical because your business is not ours.
Sure.
So we can remain clinical and help you to bring back stability in your thinking, to reduce fear, because fear doesn't come from the good Lord.
True.
We know that. Reduce the fear and get back into the game of running my business properly. And that's our role as business coaches, is to help you to protect what you've got.
Sure. And, you know, probably people are listening and they're thinking, when you're talking business, we're talking big companies. That's not what, when we're talking about a business, it's someone who runs a business from their home, right? Someone who's selling something.
We concentrate specifically in our coaching program on people who are running a business as their primary source of income.
I get
you. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't give advice to somebody who has a little part-time business and so on. We can do that. But it's really those folk who are supporting a family. This is a life thing for them, and they're generating their livelihood from this.
Sure.
Those are the folk that we really target, because that's their primary source of income. And without that, they could be in serious trouble.
Yeah, true.
So that's really the target market, if I can put it that way, of people. But we advise and help anybody.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, here is someone saying, greetings, my sister and Mr. Gary Bonner. I love how this person wrote the Bonner, wrote B-O-N-A. I would like to know if the coaching is for a certain age group? Is it for all age groups or are you targeting a certain? But that's a good question.
It's a valid question.
Yeah. Is it for?
I think that let's come from a different angle.
Yeah. Maybe it's an older person asking. I'm not sure.
Well, watch this.
Mpo, please quickly help me. How do I see the person who sent me a message if in their picture? Maybe I can judge from there. Yes, you were saying, sorry.
So the word tells us, yeah, and all good business books tell us to seek wise counsel. Okay, so you might be a child at school,
yeah,
with a pocket money making business.
Yeah. Okay,
you also need good advice, guidance, and coaching.
True.
You could be somebody who's retired, who has a twilight little income.
Mm.
So coaching is for everybody.
Okay.
But bringing it back to heroes, our primary focus?
Mm.
Our primary focus is people that are in their own businesses full time, and they are generating income to keep their family going.
Okay.
That's our
But it doesn't matter which A group is it.
No,
it might be a 28-year-old man. It might be a 58.
Exactly.
I get you.
There's anybody who's in their own businesses who's generating an income for their family.
Okay, Sister Dorothy, Mr. Gary here says, as long as you are generating your own income, don't worry about the age.
Don't worry about the age.
Age is just a number. So family, you get an opportunity to be coached, get a 1 hour free coaching session with Heroes Coaching Business. On you SMS the word coach COACH to 31022, or you SMS them or WhatsApp them with the word coach on 0829034175. 1 hour of a coaching session for free. It's a long time. This is a good opportunity for you to get up and go get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go out there and do something. You SMS the word coach to 31022, or you SMS coach to 0829034175, or you can also WhatsApp them.
There we go. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Now let's just come back to maybe some more nuts and bolts things.
All right.
Like, so what does coaching focus on?
Yeah.
Because we've spoken about the, let's say, the fuzzy components of coaching and maybe the romantic side of protecting things, maybe a little bit philosophical and so on. But let's get to the nuts and bolts.
Okay.
So let's say I'm in coaching.
All right.
What's the focus going to be on? Money.
Hmm.
Ooh, isn't that wrong? No.
Money's the root of all evil.
It's the love of money. It's not the money. The good Lord created the business. He created businesses and he said, go out there and run it well and do it efficiently and make some profit.
Yeah.
So the focus of coaching will always be on customers.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Customers and sales and making sure you're selling the right products and services and on money. Because if you don't have enough money and if you're wasting money or if you don't collect the money that's owed to your business, your business will surely be in trouble.
Yeah.
Then that's not good stewardship.
Sure.
So coaching is going to look at those key things. Mm. Get enough customers. How to hunt. How to get customers.
Sure.
Protect the money. Mm. How to work out prices. Mm. How to protect your cash flow. Mm. How to manage your overheads in your business. All those things that keep a business healthy.
Sure.
But the thrust is on marketing and money, because that's the backbone, that's the cardiovascular of a healthy business.
So I like that, because many people just get into business and they don't even know that, you know, it takes all of that to make a business work.
They enter business as a romantic venture.
And when the money gets in, I don't even have money for the next stock and stuff. So, yeah.
Messy.
Sure. Another message came in and it says, good afternoon. I had a 1 hour coaching session with Gary and it was worth it. I think it says it helped him very much. Thanks, Gary. All the best, Freaky Briet. You probably don't even remember him.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so, yeah, yes, Freaky.
I remember him very,
yeah,
very
since
well.
He had a 1 hour coaching session with you and it helped him. It was worth it.
Fantastic. Aww. Hello, Freaky. I remember him.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Awesome. So, quickly, we're wrapping up. How can people keep in touch with you and follow you? Do you have a Facebook page, website?
We're not really big on
social media.
Media.
Okay.
Yeah, they will see posts. There is a website.
All right.
It's very simple. It's just Heroes.
All right.
Simple as
it's
that.
It's www.heroes.co.za.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
People are always very welcome to phone us.
Okay.
We gladly accept people's phone calls.
All right.
And we will talk to people. You know, business is a sensitive little thing where you can't sort of just apply a generic answer.
I get you.
You need to engage with somebody. You need to talk to somebody. So we welcome people. We say, yeah, sure. If you're going to send us an email, that's fine.
Okay.
If you want to send us a WhatsApp, that's fine. But I promise you, we'll phone you back, because we believe that to plant a seed, we need to talk to you.
Okay. So what numbers can they contact you on?
Well, there we go. That particular cell number, they can use that same cell number.
They can contact you on 082 903 4175.
Yes, and they can even use a landline number. That's
012-012-460-2060.
So simply put 012-4020. What is it, 40?
No, 012-460-2060.
There we go.
Oh, easy like that.
460-2060.
Yeah, okay. So, family, do visit their website, www.heroes.co.za. Contact them, 082-903-4175. Landline, 012-460-2060. That is 012-460-2060.
Perfect.
Any last words from you?
I just want to leave people with a message of hope.
Yeah.
People are disappointed at this time of
True.
The year. People feel their businesses have let them down. Sometimes people even feel the good Lord has let them down.
Yeah.
But I want everybody to embrace this as an opportunity of learning. Yeah. Look back at what you've learned. Remember, the Lord holds you in the palm of His hand.
Yeah.
He wants to bless you, but He wants you to come to the party.
Mm.
He wants you to reach out. Mm. He wants you to make the effort. Use the skills and talents that He's given to you. Make the phone call to Hero. Mm. Send your SMS. He says, seek wise counsel.
Mm.
Do all those things. Embrace it. So at the end of the day, you can look up to your dad and say, Dad, I've tried hard today.
Yeah.
Can you please help me
Amen.
With the next step?
Amen.
Don't stand back and just say, Dad, if you help me, I'll do the rest.
Yeah.
You know, Joyce Meyer told us that. I remember her word saying, if you do your best, the good Lord does the rest.
Amen.
Let's remember that. That's His promise to us.
Mm.
And if we do that, we will not be disappointed.
Sure. Thank you so much, Gary. I wish more time, but I think I'll host you yet again later in the
year. Thank you, Great
it
to
has
be here.
Absolutely been a pleasure. Heroes on their website, www.heroes.co.za. Contact them 082-903-4175, 012-460-2060. And remember, for a 1 hour free coaching session, SMS the word coach to 31022 or WhatsApp them on with the word coach on 082-903-4175. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mbo.
Have yourself
great to be here.
Yeah, have yourself a
wonderful
weekend. Same to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.